You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, this is Phil Rogers, MLB.com Extras, Milwaukee Brewers edition. As always, joined by Adam McCalvey, the man covering the Brew Crew for MLB.com. How's the Midwest summer treating you, Adam?
It's beautiful here lately. It's unfortunate that it's not been a better summer for the baseball fans here. This team has, since we last talked, Phil, gone completely into rebuilding mode.
Yeah, I sort of noticed that at the trade deadline, and I think a lot of people saw it coming before that window that was has been closing, appeared to close, not just for the Brew Crew, but also for the Reds in the NL Central. And going back to July 31st, the trading deadline, couple trades by the Brewers, the biggest obviously Carlos Gomez and Mike Fiers to the Astros. How do you assess the talent that came back? It seemed to me like in Brett Phillips, and I think Domingo Santana might sort of be a sleeper that they picked up in that, who will fit well at Miller Park. What was your take on the return for those guys?
Yeah, and plus, you know, two pitchers who have had solid debuts since that trade went down. You know, I have a hard time, Phil, assessing always these trades. I think, the post-trade deadline grades that always come out are, to me, the stupidest thing that we do in baseball, because we don't know. We don't know what Brett Phillips is going to become. He's one of the best prospects in the game. But you know what? That's what he is right now, a prospect. And no one knows. It'll be 5 years before we know what this deal pans out to be. But what stood out to me in the wider view of what the Brewers did, they made four trades. They traded five players off their big league roster. They got seven prospects in return. And if you look at those prospects, in all but one of those deals, they got back AA or AAA talent. And I think that reinforces the idea that they have in the front office of not going into a five-year rebuild, but going into a much shorter reset. They feel like there is enough young talent, particularly in that starting rotation right now, and then also at some critical spots on the diamond, that they're not going to need to do a Cubs-style, Astros-style rebuild where you lose 90-plus over a series of years and then get back. They have aims on this being shorter, and that's what kind of stood out to me as you look at the haul that they got in those trades.
Piece of that trade that I think caught everybody off guard was the Brewers trading Mike Fiers, who I think as a controllable starter had some value. What's your take on why they were willing to put Fiers into that trade with Carlos Gomez?
Yeah, the bottom line was that to get Brett Phillips, who was the headliner prospect that the Brewers got in all their trades, They had to include Mike Fiers. They'd been talking for a while about Carlos Gomez, and they had sort of the framework of a deal in place. But the Astros would not include Brett Phillips until the Brewers included Mike Fiers. And the Brewers were able to do that because they feel like for the first time in a long time, they have some depth of pitching, and it's homegrown guys. You look at the rotation now, and even with Fiers gone, they've got four homegrown players in the starting rotation. That includes now another Tyler Cravey, who takes over for Kyle Loesch, who was just bumped to the bullpen for now. At least, he's bumped from the starting rotation. So, they feel like they had some players in the starting pitching ranks that allowed them to deal Fiers, who, as you know, was a club-controlled guy. He's still pre-arbitration, cheap, pretty effective, arguably their most steady starting pitcher all season. But they like some of the other players, Jimmy Nelson, Taylor Youngman, both on solid runs right now. Youngman delivered another really good start for the Brewers on Wednesday night. And, eight in a row for him of two earned runs or fewer. He's proving that this quick start is more than just a quick start in the big leagues, that he is a legit big league pitcher.
Well, you've jumped the shark on my questioning. I was going to Taylor Youngman. You're right. I mean, the 11 starts now, 6-3, 2.26 ERA as we talk, and really good secondary numbers, a whip of 1.07, opponent's batting average of .220. Doug Melvin, everybody has to, Craig Counsell, everybody has to be ecstatic about what they've seen from this guy. And as they assess it, and a little bit like trades, you know, you can't jump to a quick judgment on a player in his first couple months in the big leagues. But what do you think the Brewers see in Youngman? I mean, do they see him as a guy that could be a front end of the rotation guy, or more than likely, you know, a solid middle rotation guy you'd love to send out 30 times a year?
Well, I think if you get the latter, that's fine. You can you can build good teams around players like that. And, you know, I don't know, is he going to be Chris Sale? Is he going to be Zach Greinke? You know, it's probably not that type of stuff. But I'll tell you, he's an uncomfortable at bat, and you see it in the swings he gets. And you hear it from the catcher, Jonathan Lucroy, who is not the kind of guy who just throws around, you know, praise for every pitcher he catches. But he says with Youngman, the way he steps and throws across his body, you know, the stride is toward third base, the arm comes back across, and it makes for this really uncomfortable at bat. And you're talking about good stuff. You're not talking about 89, 90 like Mike Fiers does it. You're talking about, you know, up to mid-90s, 95s he'll touch. And it makes for a really uncomfortable AB, and I think, you know, you're seeing a low opponent's batting average. With the curveball that he's thrown, he worked on his grip hard in the minor leagues. He gets a lot of swings and misses on his curveball when that pitch is on. He's got the stuff to be a really good, you know, look, if he's a middle-of-the-rotation starter and a good one, that's fine. The Brewers have Jimmy Nelson and Willie Peralta, who have also big-time stuff, maybe a little more on the power side. They can, you know, those three can form a nice top of the rotation for you, and then you fill in behind that. I think that's kind of how they're looking at this, is try to be solid. You look for aces, obviously, but they're really hard to find.
Yeah, you mentioned that they were able to get advanced prospects in those trades. A couple of the pitchers that they got, Josh Hader, who I believe started in Baltimore before he went to Houston, and has been in the Arizona Fall League, a guy that's been experienced and seemed like a guy that the scouting community thought was a really good get from Baltimore. Zach Davies for Gerardo Parra. How close could those guys be? Are those guys that could get up and as the rotation cycles over a little bit, be guys that get looks this September, or is this sort of finish out the year in the minors and get him in shape for 2016.
No, I think, you know, I think Davies is a guy who we could see yet this season. And I think the way the Brewers look at Davies is he could be a replacement for Mike Fiers potentially, you know, another player. He doesn't light up the radar gun. He's a little right-hander. And Doug Melvin heard from Buck Showalter after the trade, and Showalter says that there was a spring training game where they brought Davies in, and he's a little guy, and players literally were snickering in the dugout. They could see it. I think he said it was a game against the Rays. And, you know, they look at the guy and they sort of laugh. Two innings later, Showalter said they weren't laughing anymore because the stuff is real. The changeup is real. And I think he is a player that has an opportunity to contribute as early as next season for the Brewers. You know, you've got the three players I mentioned, Peralta, Nelson, Youngman, pretty well established now in that rotation. You have now Tyler Cravey taking over for Kyle Loesch, and he's going to get the next, 7 weeks or so, 8 weeks, to show whether he can establish himself. And he had a really nice start against the Cardinals earlier this season to begin his career. He's got a chance. And you've got Matt Garza for 2 more years, making big money. So I don't think he's going anywhere. You know, and then you start to see where, you know, whether a guy like Zach Davies can fit. I think he's certainly going to get a look and an opportunity, and he's one of those players to kind of watch. And whether he begins next season as your number six and then jumps in the rotation at some point later in the year, I think one way or another, we see him perhaps this September, but we see him really get to the big leagues next year at some point and start to contribute.
What's the anticipation? You mentioned Kyle Loesch has been taken out of the rotation. He'll surely be exposed to waivers, possibly traded. You know, look at Francisco Rodriguez doing a very solid solid job as a closer. What do you think the possibility is for more August trades? Get, you know, the waiver trades you can make in August. Will you think the Brewers will be busy?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a possibility. The August trades are so hard to predict. You know, the waiver period makes it really difficult to see how this is going to pan out because you just can't control which team makes a claim and whether they're blocking or whether they have legitimate interest. K-Rod is a candidate for sure. You know, his contract is significantly backloaded. So the financials of it make it possible that he gets through waivers if the Brewers were to expose him, or perhaps already have. And Loesch, for sure, you're right. The way that both sides talked about this Kyle Loesch move just this morning, this is a temporary move to the bullpen by all appearances. It's just a matter of getting the waivers cleared and then figure out where they stand and can they make a trade? Do they just release him, let him find his way someplace else? I keep saying this. I think he's a really intriguing pickup for someone. You don't have to pay him. You won't have to give up a player to get him from Milwaukee if you swing a trade. And the stuff is there. You know, Loesch is really puzzled because the way he sees it, and he's looked at everything. He's looked at every piece of video. He's walked back through all of his starts. The stuff he says is there. And the same pitches he was using and getting rolled over to third base last season are now getting whacked into the gap this season. And he's very puzzled. He's, you know, the Brewers are frustrated with it. Everybody is just sort of throwing up their hands and saying they can't quite understand what's going on with this guy. That screams to me change of scenery. You get him in a pennant race somewhere, get his confidence back. I think he could help somebody because for the 4 years before this one, he was as steady a pitcher as there was in Major League Baseball. Those numbers don't lie. And for a guy, to think a guy, yes, he's getting on in years, and there's a lot of pitches on that arm. But to just lose it like that in a day, especially the way he threw the ball early in spring training, just lights out. I have a hard time believing that it just goes away. So I don't know. To me, the numbers are ugly, and I probably difficult to swing a trade. But if I'm another team, I'm looking hard at this guy and to see whether we want to give him a shot to pitch a game or two and see if we can't catch lightning in a bottle with Kyle Loesch.
Put me down for the Arizona Diamondbacks in your Where Will Kyle Loesch Go? Tony La Russa and Dave Duncan both out there. He's certainly found, hit his stride pitching for those guys in St. Louis. The Diamondbacks, you can write them off if you want, but they're 6.5 out in the wild card race. They've actually moved up into fifth place. I mean, they're a good run away, and they need some starting pitching, so that might be a fit for them. That's my guess.
Hey, can I throw one, Phil? Let me throw one.
Sure,
how about
sure,
the Pittsburgh Pirates?
Throw one in there.
Give me the Pittsburgh Pirates. You know, A.J. Burnett questions. Kyle Loesch has unbelievable numbers at PNC Park and outrageous numbers against the Pirates throughout his career. They've seen him at his best. I'd love to see what he could do at that big ballpark.
Well, and that's Ray Searidge has done an unbelievable job getting pitchers back going. So be interesting to see what plays out with Kyle Loesch and other storylines with that Brewers starting rotation going forward. Thanks very much, Adam. For Adam McKelvey, this is Phil Rogers. This has been MLB.com Extra, Milwaukee Brewers Edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.